Welcome to the Vanguard Radio Show. I am your host, Terry Pavlik, Editor-in-Chief of Vanguard Magazine. We have an exciting show for you this week. And now over to Nestor Arellano.
The Army believes a team approach will help put an end to inappropriate sexual behavior in the service. The Navy's frigates are in need of a $50 million air conditioning job to ensure their weapons systems are functioning properly. And CAE snaps up $1 billion worth of training contracts. Welcome to the Vanguard Radio Show, and these are some of the stories we will discuss today. But first, a new cloud looms over the federal shipbuilding contract, and it could be emanating from the armed forces' top ranks. Early last Monday, the defense and military communities were shocked to hear that Vice Chief of Defense Staff, Vice Admiral Mark Norman, has been relieved of duty early Monday. Very little details were available at that time that the news broke. You'll find Vanguard's account of the matter in the story, Outspoken Defense Vice Chief Mark Norman Removed from Duty. But in the following days, a bit more information became available. Now, we know that the country's top soldier, General Jonathan Vance himself, had issued the order to have his second-in-command relieved. The CDS also said that the relief is temporary for now. It was also known last week that Norman's suspension was linked to an RCMP investigation into allegations that sensitive documents related to the government's $35 billion national shipbuilding program were leaked. Some media outlets reported that the alleged leak is tied to the Canadian Surface Combatant Program. The program aims to replace the Navy's current fleet of destroyers with a fleet of newer vessels. It was suggested that the leak might have meant to influence the choice of replacement vessels. Norman, who assumed the position of DCDS some 6 months ago, is responsible for a sizable portfolio which includes strategic resource management as well as long-term planning for procurement and force development. Norman also led a re-examination that resulted in the Navy scrapping of its expensive plans to design new warships from scratch. This resulted in the Navy's deciding to modify an existing foreign design instead. The winning foreign vessel design will be chosen this summer. Construction of the vessels will begin in 2020. The report of the RCMP investigation has now cast a cloud of doubt into the already controversial program. Once more, the transparency and fairness of the military procurement process is being questioned. Who was indeed responsible for the leak? Just what information was leaked? To who was the information given to, and who stands to benefit from the leak? These are some of the questions raised by the whole affair. The VCDS has not yet spoken out publicly about his relief of duty. Top government officials have remained silent as well, although the defense chief and even the prime minister himself have expressed support for General Vance's decision. In other developments, Natalie Flynn of the Army Public Affairs reports that the service is counting on its members' fierce team spirit to support the Armed Forces' Operation Honor. In protecting victims of inappropriate sexual behavior in the service, the Army is being encouraged to look at the model of the typical fire team. In a typical fire team, members keep an eye out for each other. They have each other's back. It is here where the strength of the Canadian Army as a team and the vital soldier skills that every member possesses come into play in helping to prevent or stop sexual misconduct. To leap from applying a similar mindset to our day-to-day activities and interactions doesn't have to be large, said Megan Leslie, a senior counselor with the Canadian Forces Sexual Misconduct Response Team. To find out more about this, check out Natalie's article, Team Approach, Key to Ending Inappropriate Sexual Behavior. The Defense Research Establishment's investigation into laser technology dates well back into the 1960s, according to Steve Fouchard of the Army's Public Affairs team. Today, the Army continues to take a serious look at the latest in laser technology and is finding plenty of promise. The key priorities of the Army are finding safer ways to deal with improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, unexploded ordnances, and unmanned threats such as drones. In his report, Army Eyes Lasers in Dealing with IEDs and Drone Threats, Fouchard talks to experts in the topic to find out some of the milestones already achieved by the Defense Research and Development Canada researchers. To read Fouchard's story, click on VanguardCanada.com today. Back in November last year, the Defense Department proudly announced that the Navy's Halifax-class modernization program was coming in on time and under budget. Fast forward to January, and we learned that $4.3 billion worth of weapon systems retrofit for the Royal Canadian Navy's fleet of 12 frigates won't work unless an additional $50 million in heavy-duty air conditioning units are added onto the ships. The issue with the air conditioning system was not part of the original plan for the modernization of the vessels. Expenses for work will have to come out of the Navy's annual maintenance budget. A 2011 report from Brunswick Engineering, the company which examined one of the vessels, found that heating, ventilation, and air conditioning controls, as well as chilling units, were not working properly. The report warned that if left unattended, the issue could lead to system failures, which could put sailors' lives at risk in situations such as when a vessel is required to operate in environments contaminated by nuclear or chemical materials. Let's end our show on a positive note. Congratulations to CAE. The simulation technology company just concluded negotiations of two long-term training contracts with the Royal Canadian Air Force and the United States Army. Both contracts are worth $1 billion, including options. The contract, which the Montreal, Quebec-based company signed with Canada's Air Force, involves the modification and extension to 2023 of the NATO Flying Training in Canada program. CAE provides ground school classroom and simulation training and support to live flying training of military pilots in Moose Jaw and Cold Lake. The contract with the U.S. Army is for the rotary wing flight training classroom, simulation, and live flying instruction. That's for 1 year with 8 one-year options until 2026. The training is delivered at the U.S. Army Aviation Center of Excellence at Fort Rucker in Alabama. Those are some of the more interesting defense stories we had over the last week. Also, if you haven't already registered for our upcoming C4ISR and Beyond event on February 2nd, seats are still available. So head on over to C4ISRandBeyond.com to grab your ticket. I hope you enjoyed this episode of our show. Until next week, this is your host, Nestor Arvillano, saying see you again next week on Vanguard Radio.